Hey everybody, this is Steve Webb with the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 7. Starting out with Sean Smith and Real.
Trying to recognize the face in the mirror, searching for someone who's no longer there, beginning to realize just how far I've fallen. This vacant expression has nothing to share. I want to know reality, the way you truly know me. Heal my heart from blindness so I can clearly see. I want to know your honesty. Remember how the truth feels. Other needs before my own, with the love that you have shown. In a life that's real, that's real. Tomorrow from yesterday won't see many changes, 'cause all that I've created are fairy tales and dreams. Trying to run away, but I know it's certain, and you know my story is not what it seems. I want to know reality, the way you truly know me. Heal my heart from blindness so I can clearly see. I want to know your honesty. Remember how the truth feels. Other needs before my own, with the love that you have shown. In a life that's real, that's real. Lord, I want to live a life that's real, that's real. That's real, let me live a life that's real.
That's Sean Smith with Real. What did you think of that?
It was pretty good. I liked him. He had a lot kind of upbeat and fun, but yet it was, you know, a real good idea and thought. Although I'm not so sure I want to know myself how God really knows me. I like to know myself better the way he looks at me through Christ.
Ah, very good. Well, everybody, guess who this is? This is the lovely Lady Leanne. I'm so happy to have you in the studio with me tonight.
Well, we'll see if that remains.
I'm sure it will. It's funny. As the song was starting, I looked over at Leanne, and she was laughing a little bit. Why were you laughing, baby?
because the first sign, first part of the song said about knowing the person in the mirror, and I just got my hair whacked off today, so I'm not really sure who I see in the mirror.
This is the shortest you've ever had your hair, I think, since we've been married.
Since college.
Since college.
And that was a lot of years ago.
Oh, it was just yesterday.
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
In God's eyes.
So how's work tonight?
It's pretty good. Not too busy, not too crazy. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of projects to do, which is more fun than just standing around folding clothes and being bored.
Right, right. So the night went quickly then.
Yes.
It always does, though, for you.
Yes, I make sure I keep busy. I don't like to stand around.
Yeah, that's not fun. Hey, before we bore everybody, let me just say just a little bit about this song that we just heard. Sean Smith, I found him over at IndieHeaven.com. And the first thing on his bio says, a man of meaning and God's grace, strong conviction, fearless faith. In a world in need of redeeming, Lord, let me be a man of meaning. And that's a quote from one of the songs that he wrote. This was such a cool-sounding song. The producer on this is a guy by the name of Phil Naish. And you say, who's that guy?
Who is that guy?
Who's that guy? Well, he has produced, check this, Stephen Curtis Chapman,
ooh,
Michael Card, Sandy Patty,
mm-hmm,
Steve Green, Kenny Rogers, B.J. Thomas, Steve Camp, Carmen, Ray Bolts, David Phelps, and my own personal friend, Bob Bennett.
That's quite a list of people on his repertoire there.
No kidding. This is a who's who of top artists.
Of course, going back to Michael Card and a couple others, it shows that he's been around for a few years.
Yes, he has. And by the way, Michael Card has his own podcast now.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Would I kid you?
No,
yes, I would.
Yes, you would all the time. It's a consistent thing with you.
Well, before we get everybody too bored here, I want to play. This is an instrumental, and you're going to know why I'm playing this as soon as you hear it. I'll talk about it after it plays.
Okay.
One, two, 1, 2, 3.
Like this.
Pretty cool. Ukulele.
Ukulele.
Ukulele, I know. Well, I'm not Hawaiian.
Yeah. This is called the Honolulu Shuffle.
Is it by one of the guys we met?
No.
No.
Fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's fun.
That's mood-changing music.
Mood-changing music. That reminds me of when we went to visit the guys over on Maui this last summer.
That was a very fun day, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun.
Also reminds me of when we first went with the boys when they were little and how that changed Stephen's personality every time he heard Hawaiian music.
Yeah?
Yeah, he used to be, well, he is a serious young man, and every time he heard the Hawaiian music, he'd kind of start dancing and just changed a little, and it was fun.
It was fun. Well, the name of this group was Kaimoku, and Kaimoku is a band founded by three Hawaii musicians. Lewis, this is a Hawaiian name here. Well, it's not as bad as is his name, but this is Makaehu. Yeah, Lewis Makaehu. Anyway, he's the band leader. Top-notch ukulele player in Hawaii and writes and arranges most of the music. And I found that over at the PodSafe Music Network.
Does it say which island they're from?
No, it doesn't. But this is called the Honolulu Shuffle, so it kind of makes you think that maybe they're from Oahu.
So Maui no Ka'oe wouldn't work for them.
Well, maybe not. Maui no Ka'oe, what does that mean?
Maui number one, the best.
That's right, Maui's number one, Maui the best. So, although I don't know, you know, we have a few listeners over in Hawaii, so, you know.
It's all beautiful. I mean, it's all good over there. I could live there without a problem.
No kidding. A friend of ours just moved back to the mainland after having lived in Maui for, how long was Lori there? 7 years?
Seven, yes.
Hey, Lori, if you're listening, aloha. So anyway, that was Kaimoku with Honolulu Shuffle. We're gonna change gears again. And this next girl I found on MySpace just today.
Thank you.
That was Shannon Quintana. She lives in San Diego.
Close by.
She wrote me a little letter today, just asking me to add her at MySpace, and I listened to her music, and wow, I was really impressed with it. She was raised in a Christian home. She's a PK. She's a preacher's kid.
That could be a good thing for her or a bad thing, huh?
Yeah. We know several PKs.
It's a good life.
Yeah, most of the time. Her family had the opportunity to live in Australia as missionaries.
Now, that would be fun.
That'd be a pretty cool place to be a missionary. She graduated from high school there in Australia, and she currently lives with her husband and kids in San Diego, shares her music at various churches as a special guest in and around the Southern California area and the southwestern United States.
She kind of had, at the beginning, sounds that were reminiscent to Twyla Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then there's somebody else that she sounds like, too. She's got a real nice voice. It's strong in parts and soft, and she can get up there to some higher notes, which Lord knows I can't do. So she's got a nice range there. And
yeah, just, real strong voice.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Lots of girls don't have that. So that's
right. Yeah, lots of girls are real airy and kind of light and thin in their voice, but Shannon has a real strong voice. So real glad that she wrote to me.
Yeah. I hope she has a really good go with her career.
Yeah, I hope so. And you can check out her music at shannonquintana.com. And, of course, I'm going to have links to all the music on the show notes page. You know, ever since I was a little bitty kid, I have been a Magic fan, a fanatic. I love Magic, right?
Yes, and you have instilled that in our boys also.
Yes, I have several Magic tricks here at home that I've brought them up appreciating. I have my own little Magic box, and every once in a while they pull out the box and say, Dad, do some Magic.
And Tim has learned his own little Magic tricks now, too, and he has his own private box because he wants to be just like Dad.
Just like Dad. Well, speaking of Magic, I want you to listen to this.
Oh, splendid. Just splendid. Bet you all saw that performance coming, huh? Well, next up, the magical stylings of the Infantelli brothers.
Hey! Hoopa! We're a special!
Hello, every person!
We are the Infantelli brothers! Hey! Tonight,
on this day,
we are performing
magic,
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 magic.
Ooh!
My brother Giuseppe will step into this box.
I will step. Hey, what?
Yes,
Ian.
Yeah.
I thought we said you would be in the box tonight.
Nope. Giuseppe will step into the box.
I am stepping into the box.
Yeah, step into the box. Into the box. Into.
In?
Into the box!
Can I have a word?
No! In he goes!
But we know rehearsing it this way!
Trust me. Now, ladies and the folks, I close the doors. Now, I pull out the saw.
Oh, be a gentle.
And I saw! Hey, watch this, folk persons. This is where it gets a good.
Ouch! I think you get me a bit there.
Nonsense! It's a trick!
Ah! Oh! Oh! Ah, you idiot! I think you're sawing my legs!
It's all a part of the act, the women and the children.
My legs! I'm blacking out from the bed.
Giuseppe? Giuseppe? Oh. I thank you, good folks!
Oh. That act didn't have a leg to stand on, huh? Anyway, Next up is Lita and the Dancing Litaettes. Mind the blood, ladies.
Well, honey,
that was sick.
Sick. I was going to use that as an introduction to our next magic trick.
And what would that be?
Well, they couldn't do the sawing the woman in half or the brother in half. Let me roll in my apparatus here, and I want to try that trick.
Not happening.
I'm not trying that. So, did you like that?
Yes, it was funny.
That was fun. I got that over at the PodSafe Music Network as well. That was the Peeper Radio Theater, and that was called Magic.
That was very fun.
Did you like that?
Yeah, got me giggling.
All right. Well, that's what I want. You know, this is supposed to be a fun weekend show for people.
Well, that was fun.
Good. Switching gears again. I got this email today from this girl by the name of Carrie Crocker. And she also found me at MySpace. MySpace is really becoming a great source for musicians. They're coming and asking me to listen to their music now. And I think that's wonderful because I'm discovering some great artists. But this girl, Carrie Crocker, she's from Texarkana, Texas. And this song was written for a friend of hers who had cancer.
Mm.
I want a taste of the fruit that you promised me. Plant the seed, birth a love. Grant me the time to grow old and see the fullness of you. Seven wonders of the world. I wanna
What did you think of that?
That was very pretty. Very nice. It must have been difficult to write, though, because, you know, if you've got a friend going through that, it's a tall order. And she evidently was still young and single because she was wanting to get married and do the whole family thing.
Right.
That's a tough thing to have to go through when you're that young.
Sure it is. Yeah, sure is. She's going to be performing at I think it's a cancer fundraising concert upcoming very soon. I'm sure you can find out more information at indieheaven.com.
Do we know if her friend was in remission? Or?
I don't know any of the details. In her email to me, she just told me that this, you know, just that little bit. So. Oh.
Prayers to her friend.
Yep. Yep. Well, there was one part in the song, and I don't know if you heard it, but it was God talking to her saying, you know, I want to hold you whether you're crying or laughing. And I want you to see all the fullness of my love. It kind of goes along with the prayer series that I've been doing.
Yeah.
So.
I can feel what the friend was feeling because I know the scare I went through. And that was a very rough thing just right after having married you to think that I might not get the chance to do the baby thing. And then to feel God hold me was just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
God's good.
Yeah, God is good.
No matter what the situation, even if it doesn't work out and the healing doesn't come, he's still good and he's faithful.
Absolutely. Because, as I said, this is supposed to be a fun weekend show. But
well, it is fun to know that God's there.
Yeah. I was going to say, though, that for a believer, death is not the worst thing that can happen.
No, it's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. So it makes everybody that stays behind miss the person. And, you know, we're sad because of that. But it's a good thing for the person that goes on. So, you know what? We need... we've been shifting gears a lot.
Yes.
And we're going to shift another one here. But this is something that you and I like to do.
Okay. And what would that be?
This is long walks on the beach.
We like that.
together. Someone hold me close, hold me together. Someone hold me close, hold me together. Someone hold me close, hold me together.
Knockaroo with Long Walks on the Beach.
Interesting.
They're from the UK. I really liked it. Now, when I looked at this song, I found this one at GarageBand. When I looked at the time on this, I'm going, there's no way in the world that this thing can pull it off. It's 7 minutes and 17 seconds long.
Well, it didn't seem that long, but it was a bit repetitive, and you know how I feel about repetitive music.
No, tell me.
I don't care for it.
You don't what?
I don't care for it.
You don't like repetition?
No, I don't.
But Leanne does not like repetitive songs. Now, I think sometimes there is a place for it, and to me, this song did not at all seem like 7 minutes and 17 seconds. I enjoyed it, but then, of course, I like, you know, a wide variety of things.
You like Bob Dylan, and that's...
That's true.
That just says it all right there.
Well, Bob Dylan is not normally very repetitive.
No, but he does go on and on.
Yeah, sometimes.
But,
well, Like a Rolling Stone was a 7-minute song.
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand, and there was a urgency to his repetitiveness here because he's in the dating field, which I would never go back to, thank you.
Which, by the way, I was going to say that this, once we got it going, it was obvious that he was writing a personals ad,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say that I'm so thankful that I don't have to do that anymore.
I so agree, because I feel so sorry for kids who have to be out there, and people who aren't kids, because there are people who get put back in the dating field because
sure.
they're lonely or someone's passed away or divorced, and it's just such a horrible place to be anymore. There's so much more to deal with than we ever did, and I just wouldn't want to have to go through that again.
Well, I'm thankful for you, but there are people out there that, that are single and are looking, and God has a person for them.
Yes.
And we need to, you know, keep that in mind. I mean, we're glad that, that we have found each other, but people can still, you know, find other people that are available and a good match, and they can be friends with and have a friendship like you and I have. And so that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. Just be sure that when you're looking, number one, you don't try to force the doors open for God. Don't be so busy looking for somebody that you're not happy and content to be who God wants you to be.
Just be, yeah.
Just get yourself involved in service for the Lord and, you know, and look for, make your life in places where it's a good place to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to dance halls and beer pubs and all that other kind of jazz to, not that there are any pubs in California that I know of, I don't know.
No, there's a, I know there's at least one pub down in Newport Beach.
Oh yeah, there is, isn't there? Well,
yeah,
since I don't drink, I don't know these things. But right. Anyway, you know, if you're going there, you're not going to find somebody who's necessarily going to be someone that you're going to want to spend your life with if they spend a bunch of time there and you know, that's the focus of their life. Because you end up not really spending time talking either. Mm-hmm. You just spend time in the noise of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thank you, Mother Leanne.
You're welcome. Once a mother, always a mother.
Always a mom, yep.
Of well, course, I was a mother at age 5, so.
You need to explain that. They're going to wonder about that.
My older sister says that I was more of a mother to her sometimes than my mom was, because I was always taking care of her, especially my little sister. Always just wanting to make sure everything was perfect for them.
You always worry about everybody around you. We have a name for you in the family and at the church, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And what is that?
Martha.
Martha. And there's a story behind
that. That's a good thing.
There's Mary and Martha in the New Testament. And Mary and Martha were sisters, and there was a time where Jesus came to the home of Mary and Martha, Jesus and some of the other disciples. And tell me, what happened with Mary and Martha? What did Mary do?
Mary went and sat at Jesus' feet and just soaked up every word he had to say, because she was so intent on his friendship and his love,
mm-hmm.
and just getting to know everything she could know about him.
Right, and Martha?
Martha was busy cleaning the house and cooking the food and making sure everybody was well taken care of, because Martha wanted to make sure that everybody had all that they needed, because she wanted to be the provider for that.
Right.
And keep everybody happy, because her life was joyful if she could make people happy.
Right. And that was, there's nothing wrong with that.
But
then what did she do?
She got a little jealous because Mary was sitting on her rear doing nothing.
And she then, therefore, did?
Went and griped to Jesus and said, "Hey, make my sister get in the kitchen with me, because it's hot in here and I need some help. And she shouldn't be there just doing nothing."
Uh-huh. And Jesus said?
That Mary was doing the better thing.
Why?
Because she was getting to know him and Martha was just not doing that. But I get to know Jesus, right?
Well, yes, you do. There is a gift of hospitality, and you have that in spades.
Well, thank you.
But what Jesus was saying was that I'm not always going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mary is doing the better thing.
And it was Martha's way of dodging having to talk to people, too.
Well, I don't know if that was Martha's thing, but that's maybe your thing just a little bit.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you talk well with people.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Anyway.
Yeah. Be sure you keep my levels up here, because that little whisper you did, I'm going to have to edit to try and get so people can hear it.
Well, they didn't need to hear it anyway.
That's okay.
So, but anyway, I feel sorry for people that are dating, but just look in the right spots and God will be with you.
Well, don't feel sorry for them, because if they're seeking him and they're single, then that's where they're supposed to be right now.
That's true.
Okay.
But I just hated it when I was there, so I feel sorry for them.
Okay. Well, there you go again. That's the mothering thing.
Yeah.
Because, see, the lovely Lady Leanne has a way of projecting We'll see somebody walking down the street, and they might have like a tear in the knee of their pants. And she'll say something like, oh, they must have fallen down off of the curb and cut their knee on a piece of glass.
Well, I just could feel for everybody.
You're projecting.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's what that is.
Listen, if you're listening to this and you're single, that's okay. Don't let her make you feel bad.
I know many happy single people. Okay.
That's right. There are many. There are.
Yes.
Name some.
You're awful.
I'm waiting.
Single happy people. Mike and Stacy.
Mike and Stacy. Well, they're not single. They're just not married yet.
Well, they're engaged.
They are engaged.
Michael Tatum seems to be happy.
Michael Tatum, yeah. He's the bass player at our church. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There are more, but we don't have that many single people in our church because we're a smaller church and trying to grow.
Speaking of that, I forgot to tell you, but I'll tell you as I tell everybody else. There is a podcast called Triathlon Radio, and if you are at all interested in physical training and things like that, go check that out. I'll have a link. Well, actually, there's a link on the in the links section of the LifeSpring show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com, Triathlon Radio. The host's name is Jeremy Vaught.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. You haven't met him yet, but you know what? No, you're going to meet him Sunday.
Oh, is he coming to church?
He's going to come visit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he normally goes to Arizona on the weekends. He lives out here in Orange County during the week. He goes to Arizona on the weekends. His is the only podcast that I know of that originates from a parking lot in Orange County. And so check it out if you're at all interested in that kind of thing. Anyway, Jeremy is a single guy, and you know, he's a good guy.
Jeremy, I won't be checking out your podcast because I have no desire for physical education.
All right. Well, you know what? I think we need to wrap this up. We're getting kind of long here. And so...
This is pretty.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast. And thank you, Leanne, for being my guest today.
You're welcome. Everybody else will probably be sorry you asked me.
Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless.
Bye.